This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Parents of movie-going children everywhere, this next one is for you. The Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA in the vernacular, is shaking up its rating system. There's still going to be R's and PG-13s and all that, just with more descriptions and bigger letters, because why would you mess with marketing success? Marketplace's Sally Herships explains.
For parents worried about their kids seeing too much violence or SEX at the movies, the Motion Picture Association says it wants to make things easier.
At the MPAA, we're dedicated to making sure every film finds its proper rating.
Of course, there's a trailer to let viewers know about the changes. When the new system kicks in, movies won't just say R for violence.
It might say something like R for thematic science fiction elements or, a scene of gory war violence or something along those lines.
Brett Lang writes for the Hollywood website, therap.com. He says the changes are not a dramatic overhaul to the rating system. They're only cosmetic. A larger font and more detail about what's in the movie. Lang says it's likely the MPAA doesn't want to scare away crucial audience members or their parents.
PG-13 is the sweet spot for studios. Out of the 20 highest-grossing films last year, only two of those films were rated R.
Yeah, well, that's why PG-13 is so important. It's teenagers.
Tom Adams is an industry analyst with IHS. He says PG-13 films brought in over half of the revenue from last year's box office, but PG-13 titles are only 14% of the market. The MPAA says the changes to movie ratings will take effect at a theater near you on May 1st. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.